Who wants some good news?
Yeah.
We celebrate the good news, the gospel. That's what good news is gospel.
Amen.
1 Peter 1:18 says that we were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot.
Thank you, Lord.
We were in a hostage situation. That's where the word ransom comes in. We were in a hostage situation. We were in bondage. We were slaves. We had been captured, taken captive, held against our will. Well, not really against our will. We were up for it. We volunteered. But we were in the domain of darkness, the Bible tells us. And we were ransomed. We were rescued out of that. We were under the power of the one who is all about stealing and killing and destroying. Because of what we had done, we had placed ourselves in that situation. We were hostage to the enemy. We had no hope. There's nothing we could do to get ourselves out of that situation. We got ourselves into it, but we can't get ourselves out of it. We were totally dependent on someone else coming to our rescue, someone else paying the price so that we could be released, set free. And that's what 1 Peter 1:18 tells us that Jesus did for us. We were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from our forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold. We were not ransomed with money, because there's no money in the world that could rescue us from our situation. We were ransomed with the precious blood of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. Jesus, God, come down in flesh to pay the price for my sins.
Thank you, Lord.
That is what sets me free. Sets me free to be who I was created to be. Sets me free to be in a relationship with the Most High God, to enjoy His presence, to enjoy His favor, to enjoy His blessing, to enjoy Him. That's what we celebrate as we gather together. We celebrate the ransom that was paid. We celebrate the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, like a lamb that paid the price for someone else. His blood was shed for me. It should have been my blood. Instead, He stood in and took my place. He ransomed me. We have bread and juice. Jesus said, take bread, break it. Let it remind you of my body broken. Take juice, drink it. Let it remind you of my blood poured out for you, the ransom price to save you from your sins. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. If you're a believer in Jesus, I'd invite you to participate with us. Remember Jesus with us. If you're not a believer, we'd invite you to become one. Believe in Jesus, trust in Him, and ask Him to forgive your sins, because He paid the price already. Just invite Him to be your God and your King. If you're not a believer and you don't become a believer, let it pass by. It's for believers in Jesus. It's for followers of Jesus. Those who are dependent on Jesus and Jesus alone, for what He did for us to rescue us. I'm going to pray, and we'll serve you the bread and the juice. If you're a believer, take that, hold on to it. As you hold that in your hands, reflect on what Jesus did for you. Reflect on the cost, remember, and just let your heart overflow with gratitude to Him. And then we'll take that together in a minute. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for sending your only Son to be the ransom price, to pay my price, to set me free from hell, from sin, from death, from slavery, from bondage, to set me free to be who I was created to be a worshiper of the one true God, to fulfill my purpose in relationship with you, O God. We thank you for the privilege of communing with you, enjoying your fellowship, enjoying your presence here this morning with us, enjoying intimacy with you. Thank you for that gift that we can enjoy you today because of what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago. Thank you for this bread. Thank you for this juice that points us back to the price paid and the victory won. Thank you in Jesus' name. Precious Jesus, we say thank you. Thank you for substituting yourself for sinners so that we could be your saints, your people, your holy ones who are purchased for your pleasure to bring joy to your heart, to be who we were created to be. Thank you for dying in our place. Thank you for your body broken, for your blood poured out. We remember. His body broken for you. Take and eat. Blood shed for you, drink.